is the Mikey Show. It's not the Terry Show, because my show is better, yo. Mikey Show, Mikey Show. Yeah. Good morning, good day, good afternoon, and good night, everyone who's listening to this podcast. This is your host, Mikey, also known as M18, Aquaman, the man with the plan. Mike on the mic. What up? Yeah, yeah. Scoot, scoot, skeet, skeet. That Uber driver who ate some of my french fries, that Lyft driver who got 3 stars, I'd have to see his ugly face. And apparently last night, I am that guy with an attractive nose. I have no idea. Some guy was, I think was trying to come on to me. I don't know. Weird Uber story, right? Pick up, what are you doing? Alright, so, backtrack to what I was getting at with that. Alright, so I picked up this dude last night, this guy and this girl, it was their first date. It was about, like, a 30-minute trip, roughly. So I pick him up, the guy was talking about, they're on the way to a gay strip club or some shit like that. So I pick him up, and then, tells me, like, hey, you know, do you have a, you know, he was coming on to me. He kept trying to, like, I don't know, it was just really weird. He was saying that, like, what's your opinion on legs? I'm like, what do you mean legs? You know, we walk on them, you know, that's my opinion, you know, for starters. And he's like, no, like, you know, legs, like a woman's legs. What do you feel about your wife's legs? That's what the girl said. And so I'm like, I don't know, legs are fine. You know, I'm not a leg person, you know, but legs are, you know, because I guess he got all giddy accidentally touching her leg on the first date. And he touched her leg, but she was all like, yeah, he was trying to take off my shoes and he kind of just touched my, caressed my leg a little. And I'm like, oh, yeah. I didn't know how to answer that, actually. I kind of shook my head a lot. Then, like, longer down the road, he literally was, like, saying that, like, I was an attractive guy, and he likes a woman with, like, a nose, like, kind of, like, not, like, a big nose, not, like, too big, you know, just, he said when he dates a girl with, a small nose, he's all, like, what the heck is that, you know, he kind of is. I don't know, everyone has their fetishes, and that's just, like, I guess having a nose for him, and, like, it is a plus for him, so, I don't know, whatever. Today, my topic is going to be about, sorry about that, guys. So, today's topic is going to be about how people, like, they take social media, and they act... The way they act is, it's so funny. It's like, I call these people internet gangsters, because people who take social media and talk crap on social media, act hard on text, or, like, you know, they talk a big game but they don't back it up. And I hate the idea of, you know, internet gangsters. I hate the idea of it. Like, why the hell would you act hard on the internet, but when you actually come down, like, to the guy, all right, man, you act hard, you bump your gum, you know, come meet me in the street, you know, meet me on the blacktop. We could settle this like two grown ass men or woman or yeah. And the person who's talking crap, they always have 1,001 excuses why they don't meet up. Yeah. What made me think of this topic, actually, I've been on it for a while, was recently I went on a 50 Cent Instagram page, and it was a radio station Instagram page, and I see how 6ix9ine is talking crap about YG. Honestly, I have no idea. I never heard of it. I never heard any tracks by 6ix9ine, or I don't even know how he's successful and where he's at today. I have no idea. But And, yeah, they were, he was kind of bragging, too, about how a couple posts earlier than that, it was the same, it was 6ix9ine talking about how him only, him and a few other rappers out there put SoundCloud on the map. You know, they got successful based on SoundCloud. Like, why the hell would you be happy to be a SoundCloud rapper? You know, that just doesn't make sense at all. You know, it just, that's just me though. Like, why would you brag about, all right, yeah, I'm the shiz on SoundCloud, but yeah, good for you. You know, that's just, He was bragging about it. No, I kid you not. This guy was bragging about, you know, being a SoundCloud rapper. And I'm like, wow. What people would do nowadays just to get press. I don't know if he did it for press or... And, like, this guy is all... He kind of looks like a retard anyways. Like, you know, he has tattoos all over his face. 6ix9ine. And I do not know. I don't know why he goes by the name of 6ix9ine. Maybe he likes going in the 6ix9ine position with his boyfriend. I don't know. You know? And I'm not just being like a, just a, someone, I'm not just being a hater. But, I don't know. Just, this guy is all like, so, like, alright, so I seen this video, and he was talking crap about YG, right? I don't know who the hell YG is either. So, he was talking crap about it, and his insults were so, like, kindergarten. It's so funny. He was all like, he was telling us, like, you know, suck his dick and all that, and he sucks, and, the way he was just saying it, it was just like a kindergarten would say it. It was just, it's so funny, you know, just thinking of it. You know, if you guys have time, just look up, pretty sure you can search for that video of him talking crap to YG. And the way his insults are is pretty much like, you know, a kindergarten. My son could come up with better insults the way he's all like, man, you stupid. And I'm like, honestly, you're illiterate. You know, what the hell? Who says you stupid? You know, what the hell? That's what I'll say. I may be stupid, but I'm not illiterate, ass. You know, just, I don't know. That's, I think, 6ix9ine is an internet gangster. And I think it's kind of funny how people talk crap online, on like Twitter or something. Like, they go in Twitter wars. You know, it's pretty damn funny. You know, who's famous for that? Our beloved president, Donald J. Trump. He also, like, I don't know why he goes online and starts up Twitter. Like, dude, this guy needs to worry about running the country instead of what this person and what the NFL is doing and racism and Charleston, which I'm going to touch base upon on my next segment. And, yeah, just, what the hell is he doing? But whatever. Internet gangsters are so funny. As what I said earlier, I had a feel for, I came across an internet gangster during, like, many years ago. I dealt with two. It was this guy named Young Thane. I probably said his name. He put the fake facade of being a rich, independent rapper. But, honestly, like, he wasn't about the whole money game and all that stuff. And what he was saying that he was, he had money and all that stuff. His parents had money, don't get me wrong. But, like, you know, he just put this whole facade of that, that he was rich. You know, kind of reminds me, if you've seen 50 Cent's Get Rich or Die Trying back in the early 2000s, it kind of reminds you of that rapper Dangerous. You know, he acted real hard in the streets, and, like, you know, he was all about that gangsta life and all that stuff. And then his parents were, like, they live in the suburbs. You know, it was just, it's kind of that same concept right there. And it was just kind of funny. And the other crew that I came across with my early battle days of rapping was this group called Mafia Attitude Crew. These guys were the... They act so hard on a track. They talk so much smack. So much crap, too. And, like, they were making... And they just made an ass out of themselves. But, you know, they... They came at one of my friends at that time. And then I... Me and my boy... Ill nature, we destroyed them, and like, you know what, though, like, my the guy that they were making fun of, my friend at that time, like, he said something about them, but it was like no disrespect at all. Like, they this crew took it out of context and they flipped it, and they end up taking it, and they just end up beefing, you know, underground beef. So me and my boy on nature, we destroy them. But like, they the process of doing that, they acted so hard, and they acted and talked so ghetto. But longer down the road, I eventually find out their true colors. These guys lived in a Scottsdale house, and they freaking parents were freaking rich. They had studio equipment and all this other stuff. They had money. They had cars, and the, on the tracks they were releasing, they didn't have, they put that facade that, like, they didn't have nothing, that they were straight ghetto. They have absolutely no money at all. Like, honestly, like, what the hell? That's my definition on internet gangsters. And, it's pretty damn funny if you kind of think about it. And, I don't know, maybe, Jimmy Kimmel does a segment, actually. It's called Mean Tweets. I think it's really funny how they turn it that into, like, very humorous. It's a very funny segment. It's about people actually going on Twitter and talking crap about an actor or something, like, or, like, you know, a musician, an NBA player. No one's safe on Twitter. And Jimmy Kimmel actually breaks it down. He gets actually... Whoever's the person getting talked about, he gets that person and reads their mean tweet. And it's so funny to see their reactions. It's so priceless. It's so funny. It's something that, like, I never did. I never talk crap on Twitter because, like, I'm not an internet gangster. I'm not going to try to put and say even though I have what I think about 6ix9ine right now, or, like, you know, the music industry in general and all. Like, it's not like I'm going to go on social media or on Twitter, hashtag them, and be like, man, you're garbage, man. And be like, you know, you illiterate piece of crap, you know. Like, I don't even know how, you know, I'm not saying that. You know, I'm not going to go online and actually do stuff like that, but... Jimmy Kimmel gets the stars that people were talking about and read their mean tweet. It's so funny. If you haven't checked it out, check it out. But yeah, that was my segment on how I feel about internet gangsters. Gangsta. Which, they're pretty fun. They're pretty entertaining when if you kind of think about it. I'm pretty sure there's a lot more internet gangsters nowadays on, out there and, like, hitting the mainstream, you know, picture. I'm pretty sure there's more. I can't touch base on all of them, but I'm pretty sure there's a lot more. But that's the only two who I came across so far was 6ix9ine and all these SoundCloud rappers and YG. Honestly, I never heard of a track of YG. I guess I have to go on Spotify and listen to him. Which I really don't understand why people listen to, like, garbage. Why do they like there's no... I was talking to a passenger about this yesterday. A song came up. It was, I forget what song it was. It was from the 90s, like a hardcore... It was like a Cube song, an Ice Cube song, and it was like from the 90s, and I'm all like, Yeah, you know what, though? Like, I told her this. I'm like, you know what, though? I hate what music evolved to. Like, what from music in the 90s, this is when music was... This is when rap music was at its peak. And, like, now, look at it. It's freaking garbage. And I... You know, a lot of people are like, hey, if you think you can do better, then do better, you know? Hell, I probably would. But too much time. I don't have time, as you can tell. But, yeah, that's my segment about internet gangsters. So, let me know if you think otherwise. Until then, take care, my friends. Don't work hard when you know you're not. And I'll see you guys tomorrow morning. This is the Mikey Show. It's not the Terry Show. Because my show is better. Yo. Mikey Show. Mikey Show. Yo.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.